Now, you just can't get enough tally, of course. There's plenty going on. Now, I was reading that it's back again next year, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, everything old is back quicker than you ever thought it would be again.
Oh, nice.
Grant Denyer and Amanda Keller will host this new iteration of Dancing with the Stars, which, by my count, bring Grant's shows that he's hosting on 10 to 3 and Amanda to 2.
Is that it? Oh, well, you've got to get the money out of these people, mate.
Well, they are certainly getting their money out of them. There is no ifs and buts about that.
Yeah, Grant's a former winner, of course.
That's right. He and Amanda, former contestants. Grant, a former winner.
Yeah.
It's a good fit. I think they'll do a fine job of it. The question will just be if people are interested in watching it.
Well, that's it. It started, what are we talking, 2004 or 3 or something? It's a long time.
It finished in 2016 after 15 seasons.
Put it pretty close. Are there any stars left to dance is the question.
Oh, look, while there is reality television on our screens, stars, in inverted commas, will always exist.
Yes, I suppose. I suppose you're right. Mate, also The Weekly. Good readering. The Weekly with Charlie Pickering is, finishing up? Is that just a finale or a cancellation?
Yeah, just a season finale.
Right.
We'll get that next week. But at the same time, he's been gifted a new TV show as well.
With Annabelle Crabb.
That's right. In news, basically, that tells us that there's only about 6 people on television that can host TV. Annabelle Crabb, Charlie Pickering, will host a show called Tomorrow Tonight. The best way that I can explain is, remember Couchman's Hypotheticals? Jeffrey Robinson's Hypotheticals, Couchman. The idea is that they will postulate some story from the news. Here it is. But then take a panel of comedians and journos and Annabelle Crabb into tomorrow, where hypothetically this thing came out of it. How do they respond? Those kinds of things.
I think it's a great idea.
Look, it's got great potential.
Yeah.
I'll need to see it before I'm sold on it because it's a bit of a stretch. But it's in reasonably safe hands. Charlie Pickering and his production company are making it. I think it better be good because they took my Tom Ballard away. So.
Right, okay, yes. All right, so you want to fill a big hole there with something that's going to not have too much air around the outside. I know what you're
saying.
All right, mate, we'll find out what's happening there. What about reality TV, as you mentioned, The Block, of course, and everything else that's going on? What do you make of it all?
Yeah, look, it's pretty crazy on The Block at the moment. We saw all of the chaos last week leading into their biggest room reveals ever. In fact, the room that they revealed, their combined dining lounge, is as big as the first Block apartments that they had to do.
Right.
So that's all sorts of crazy. Now, this week, we've got new people talking about leaving. We've got more controversy. And we've got Norm and Jess stirring things up after not being allowed to have a pool. But it turns out they couldn't afford the pool in the first place.
Oh, well, that continues tonight, mate. And it does have a lot of followers, so there'll be people eager to see
business.
What takes place tonight. What about Kidding? Is this the new Jim Carrey?
It is on Stan right now. The first two episodes are there.
Yeah.
Showtime series from the States. Jim Carrey plays Mr. Pickles, a kids entertainer, like Mr. Rogers, except everything is falling apart for him off screen. His son tragically died. He's broken up with his wife. Things aren't great in the emotional stakes for Mr. Pickles. And the difficulty for him is trying to keep his off-screen, shall we call them disappointments, away from his on-screen success, which is worth megabucks.
Okay, what do you make of it? I mean, it's a black comedy, obviously.
Love it. Honestly why I love Jim Carrey as an actor. His range is incredible.
It is.
The script for this is phenomenal. It's not one to watch with the kids.
No.
This is very much an adult black comedy, and it's very, very good.
Okay, and if anyone hasn't seen The Majestic, there's a movie, Jim Carrey movie, I really highly recommend too, as you talk about it's not all silly faces with Jim, that's for sure.
You may also like a little show called The Truman Show.
Oh, The Truman Show, there is that as well. Yes, there is that as well. Mate, what else can we look forward to this week?
Look, there is heaps going on. We know that Nazim Hussain, Channel 7, are getting back into sketch comedy. Nazim Hussain is fronting a comedy show called Orange is the New Brown.
Yes.
That will be landing shortly. A bunch of really funny comedians, including Ursula Carlson, who you've seen on Have You Been Paying Attention, and Matt O'Kine, they're all popping up on it.
Good.
I think it's really good, and not before time. It's been nearly 10 years since Seven had any comedy.
Which is absolutely pathetic. In a country where we've got a great sense of humour, we've got some good comedians, for goodness sake, get them out there doing what they do best.
Yeah, let's do that.
Look, just quickly before we go, mate, SBS showed some of the tennis. That went down well.
It sure did. Huge ratings for them. Of course, it's just we only get the back half of it, but still, good for SBS to have picked it up.
Mate, a pleasure as always. And if people want to know more, I tell you what, this is a great website, decidertv.com.
That's right. You can also get the latest episode of TV Black Box there, my new TV podcast, with three other industry veterans. It's a pretty good listen.
Mate, a pleasure as always. Mr. Mulock, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate.
See you, buddy. Bye. It's coming.